Amnesty says it noticed that at least 30 cases of police killings of protesters since the start of the protests in March. The deaths are due to suffocation from tear gas and lethal shootings. Preliminary investigations have revealed that the police have used beatings and detention of protesters and disappropriate use of tear gas and water cannons and other serious human rights violations to police the protest. Amnesty has now called for an immediate stop to violent policing and criminalizing of protests by the state. Protesters showed up for a second day in a row in parts to Nairobi and elsewhere in the country, demonstrating against what they say is a high cost of living, which is drastically going up each day. The three-day demonstration that started on Wednesday, led by opposition leader Raila Odinga, has seen 300 people reportedly arrested, including several senior opposition leaders. Some were in court on Thursday to respond to accusations of looting, assaulting police, and destroying property. Daniel Kijo, Dar es Salaam.